Main Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. You are cordially invited to worship with us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for Sabbath school and 10 a.m. for divine worship. Prayer meeting is held each Tuesday at 7 p.m. Maranatha will celebrate its 9th year church anniversary beginning Friday, January 27th at 7 p.m. and Saturday morning, January 28th, promises to be a spirit-filled day beginning at 9 a.m. with an exciting discussion of God's Word. Praise and worship begins the divine worship service at 11 a.m. with our dynamic guest speaker, Pastor Rock Calvin Watkins of Atlanta, Georgia. Then at 5:30 p.m., Maranatha Voices of Praise will conclude the celebration with an exciting choir concert. Everyone is invited to come early for the best seats and help us lift our voices in praise to God for the wonderful things He has done. Thank you for listening to the Breath of Life broadcast. See you at Maranatha next Sabbath.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Sinla at 88.1.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, live at peace with all men as much as lie in. Hallelujah. You're supposed to have peace. You got the Prince of Peace that done come to live inside of you, and He walks with you and talks with you every day. Don't tell me you can't speak peace over some situation. If Jesus could speak to the wind and the sea, so can I. I can do just what He did. See, He said, the works that I do shall you do, and greater works than these shall you do, because I'm going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I'm going to do it for you. It ain't me doing it, it's Him doing it. I speak the word, He does the work. I'm supposed to speak the word in faith, not in unbelief, not in fear. See, if you speak peace in fear, hey, that ain't faith. Faith, peace means there's something to happen, something to change around here now. See, Jesus didn't get up and say, well, I'm going to try, let me try this. Oh, boy, I hope this works. All of us going to drown out here. Can you imagine Him thinking like that? Now, look, it's storming out there. The wind is blowing. Water coming in the boat. He back there sleep on a pillow. Through all that turmoil, you know you ain't quiet when water coming in the boat. You be out on the lake and let all the water start coming in. I tell you what, there's some people keeping some noise, hollering at other boats. Jesus still back there asleep. He got peace. He done already told him, let's go to the other side. He sleep. And then when they say, hey, we done tried to dip the water out, water coming in fast and we can dip. It's filling up. The boat about to sink. And then Jesus looked at them. When He got up, He said, peace. Be still. And everything immediately just changed. My God. Then guess what happened? He looked at them and he said, how is it you don't have no faith? Y'all could have took care of this. Yeah. Why y'all didn't take care of this? Woke me up. Why? He been teaching them faith all along. He spoke to the wind obeyed. He spoke to a tree dried up. He spoke to the devils, they came out. He spoke to the sick, they got healed. He's teaching them the power of their words. under the unction and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. How come you don't have no faith? That's what he asked them. How come y'all don't have no faith? Well, what was he expecting? He was expecting them to act just like him. Ain't nobody on the boat had enough courage to speak to that wind and say, shut up out there. But the prince was on the boat. Thank God the prince on the boat. Hey, if you can't get your faith going, at least you got the prince still with you. Amen. Wake him up. Because he ain't sleep. Amen. But say, Jesus! See, I ain't never found Jesus rebuking nobody for having too much faith. He rebuked them for not having enough. He walked in peace. He wants you to walk in peace. Peace ought to not be somewhere that you live every now and then. Let me tell you something. People is paying money for peace. Some people trying to find peace in the bottom of a bottle. Some people trying to find peace in drugs. Some trying to find it in sex. Some of them trying to find it in power and influence and control over other people. People, I'm going to tell you, our world is thirsting and starving for peace of mind. People need peace in their home. How many of you know you go in a home and it's full of turmoil and there's fussing and fighting and cussing, people throwing stuff at one another? That ain't the will of God. They'd give anything to have peace. You know, so my boy, if I could just get some peace. I remember when we were all little, my daddy used to say, I used to hear him say every now and then, we'd be on tore up something, fussing, fight with each other. You know, just ain't no telling what we done that day. But it's enough, you know, and all these things build over days. You know how your children do. They just build on you and build and build. And then sometime when daddy's top would blow, he'd say, boy, boy, boy. If I could just turn back the hands of time. If I could just turn back the hands of time. He would use that line. That means if I had it to do over again, we wouldn't have had all these children. He's not talking about not marrying mama because she was all right. He's talking about us. If I could turn back the hands of time. He said, if I could go back, I'd do it over. I'd do some things different. And then sometimes that would be one line he used. Then another time he used a line like this. He say, boy, sometimes I just wish I could just run as far away from me as I can get. Sometimes I just want to take off running and just run. You know when it get like that, you like, you just want to run from your problem, run from your trouble. And then daddy turn around and say, boy, y'all better thank God for me, because most men wouldn't take what I'm taking off y'all. They would be gone. You're about to try to kill me and your mom around here. And mama knew how to keep her peace. Something go on, I'm gonna tell your daddy. Just wait till your daddy get home. She ain't getting upset. She shake her head and I'm gonna tell your daddy when you get home. Oh, mama, you whoop us, mama, please, mama. Nope. Tell your daddy. She kept her peace. She learned how to walk in peace. Just tell her daddy. Tell daddy. Boy, we didn't want her to tell daddy. Sometimes life get like that where you just want to run. Sometimes you wish you could go back and do it over again. Boy, if I could just turn around and live it over again, I'd do it different. Well, you know, we don't have that option. So we have to deal with where we are. And we don't deal with it with fleshly tools. You understand? If you get in the flesh and all you're doing is flesh stuff, all you're going to do is compound the problem. And you're going to want to run more. You can get so bad, you say, I want to run fast. No, God wants you to have peace. He don't want you to ever get to that breaking point to where you wish you weren't even where you was at. If you walk in the peace of God, you'll never get there. All these little attributes we've been talking about from week to week, they never come alone. See, peace has a companion called wisdom. Peace has a companion called love. So, you know, when you embrace Jesus, you embrace all that he is. Everything that he is, you got the whole package. Now, we're talking about peace because I want you to be able to see just one attribute of God. But you don't just have peace. When you got peace, you got wisdom. Because peace will tell you, don't do that, go this way. Don't go that way, go this way. That's wisdom. That's wisdom and peace working together. Hallelujah. Sometime when you want to tell somebody off, they done got underneath your skin. How many of you ever let somebody get on your last nerve? You ever told somebody, you done got on my last nerve? I remember CC told me that one time. You on my last nerve. I'd say, well, pick it up and move it. Then I found out she had another one. That wasn't the last one. See, when you think they done got on the last one, you let them keep on, you'll find out you found another one. I thought that was the last nerve, but now you on the last one. Now I ain't got no more. My daddy had another saying. Enough is enough. And too much stink. I ain't never figured that one out yet, but I don't know what the stinky part had to do with it all, but I knew what the enough is enough is. That means, hey, y'all finna make some changes around here. Hallelujah. I'm gonna tell you, God wants you to walk in peace. He wants you to have peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace is living in you. Amen. He gives peace to you freely. Amen. All you got to do to have the peace of God and walk in is receive it every day. Amen. You receive the peace of God, you get in the Word, because the Word is a word of peace. Yes. Amen. The gospel is called the gospel of peace. Yes. When you believe the gospel, peace comes into your life. Yes. Let me tell you something. When I got saved, one of the first things that I noticed was that I had peace that come in me that I never had before. Then I understood, you know, you hear old folks talk, you know, sometimes. You hear them talking in church, say, yeah, you know, the Lord give you peace that the world can't give you. And I used to wonder, what are they talking about? Well, I didn't know what they talking about until I experienced it. Then I said, glory to God, they know what they talking about. God gave me a peace that I couldn't find in the world. Now, I thought I was all right. See, there is a counterfeit peace you can walk in. There is a peace that the world gives, but it ends in destruction. It's temporary. Amen. It don't have the life of God. And there's no wisdom in that kind of peace, because that peace is a deceiving peace. It make you think everything is all right when everything ain't all right, and make you think that you don't need no help when you really do need some help. See, some people living in sin and they at peace with it. Well, I'm going to tell you, that ain't the peace of God, because you can't live righteously. You can't live for God and be at peace with sin. You can't be enjoying sin and still have peace in your heart if you're a child of God. Right? If you're a child of God and you sin something, your peace ought to go. You ought to be convicted somehow, some way. There ought to be some conviction somewhere. The Bible says that there's no peace to the wicked, says God. In other words, God says people that are wicked, people that don't want to live for me, that are not walking with me, he said, I withdraw my peace from them. Why? Because if he didn't withdraw his peace, you'd continue to sin. He withholds peace not as a punishment, but as a redeeming factor to let you know everything ain't all right. Because unless you come to a place that you realize that you need Jesus, why? Because God have withheld his peace from you. He's withheld his peace from you, so you recognize that you need him. Amen. And then when you say, Jesus, I surrender, he say, wow, there it is. Then all of a sudden there's a, I don't even know how to describe it, but there's an inward peace that just come in and just let you know that everything all right between you and God. And it's like something you ain't never had before. But boy, I'm going to tell you, when you lose it, you start looking for it. See, if you walk in peace every day, When you lose peace, you start looking for, where is it? I done messed up. I done got off track somewhere. Lord, show me where did I miss it at? Where did I go wrong at? Because I don't feel that peace ain't there like it's supposed to be. Peace become a treasure to you. Glory to God. Because there's guidance and direction in peace. Hallelujah. God will guide you. And there's peace of mind in the peace of God. Now, let me read one scripture to you right here. Turn over to John chapter 14. Look at verse 27. It says, peace I leave with you. Now, if Jesus wasn't walking in peace, and if he didn't have peace, how could he leave it with you? So he had to be walking in peace to leave it with him. When he said, my peace I give to you, that means he's walking in it. He is peace. First of all, he is peace. Then he has peace. And then peace is a possession of every child of God. You know, in almost every letter Paul wrote, he said, grace and peace be unto you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. So two things that every believer ought to have is grace and peace. Hallelujah. God wants you to walk in peace. Why? Jesus walked in it. He's not supposed to walk in peace and you don't. Because he walked in peace, you can. You can have the peace of God. And I found out that to get it, all I had to do was receive it. I remember one time I was in the Ukraine. The time I went to the Ukraine, I was teaching on peace, and I was teaching on faith, but there's a lesson that I had on peace. And I was standing in front of the class. I said, Jesus said, my peace I give to you. Not like the world give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. See, you're supposed to guard your heart. Peace guards the heart from trouble and agitation and fear and worry and anxiety. Peace is a warrior. And I say it now. Jesus said, I'm giving it. He said, my peace I give to you. I say now, if he's giving it to you, then all you got to do is receive it. And boy, I raise my hands like this. And I say, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I receive the peace of God. And my hands up, and I went, it hit me. Like knocked me down. I said, whoa, I just got the peace. It's another measure. Because there's varying measures of it, and I'm feeling it coming on me now. And I raised my hand again. I say, Lord, I thank you. Jesus said he's giving his peace to us. So, Lord, I receive it in Jesus' name. That time I went back on the table. In just a few minutes, everybody that started raising their hand, receiving peace, some people started running, jumping. Some people jumped up and started dancing. Some people fell out in the floor laughing. And then I looked over there and there's some people in the corner crying. I said, look how people respond to the Holy Spirit different. That peace, when the presence of God come on, some make them run. Some of them dance. Some of them shout. There's people shouting. Some of them crying. Some of them in deep laughter. I said, my God, I said, the peace of God is real. I'm going to tell you, there ain't no reason for you not to walk out of here with a full measure of peace tonight. But you have to be willing to cast your cares on the Lord and say, I refuse to worry about anything. I'm going to protect my heart today because this anxiety didn't come from God. God don't want me to worry about nothing. Everybody say, God don't want me to worry about nothing. He wants me to trust him for everything. When you trust God, peace is a part of the payment. When you really walk by faith, he give you peace and joy as a down payment. I'm going to read two more scriptures after this one here, and then we're going to all receive tonight the peace of God. And I'm going to tell you, peace will begin to war for us. It'll start breaking down anxiety, fear, frustration, agitation. But then, you know, you got to get up in the morning, but you can't let that stuff come back on you. You see, what you're going to do is you're going to push all the cares back in the hands of the devil. And say, devil, I don't receive. All right? Now, if you're not careful, he'll be waiting on you in the morning when you get up ready to deliver it back. And say, I got this on you last night. Here it is. Take it back today. Because some of y'all wake up in the morning and say, yeah, that was last night. Or the devil will tell you, yeah, that was last night. Child, you got problems you got to face today. See, he'll put that care right back on you again. And then you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. Ooh, what am I going to do about this? Then there you go again. You done lost the peace again. But while you're walking in peace, God's fighting for you. You have to know that's why you want to maintain your peace, because the whole time you're walking in peace, he's fighting. He's working a way to get you the victory to you. So peace doesn't mean that you ain't doing nothing. I mean, there's lots of things happening when you're walking in peace. I'm going to tell you, them angels back there taking care of business. The word's working on your behalf when you're walking in peace. There's some things happening in the unseen. God's taking care of business because you just released him to work for you. You just released him to bring the blessing of Abraham on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. All right, listen at this right here. We're going to get our shout on in just a minute. Peace I leave with you. See, he left that. He left peace. He left his peace in the earth. Peace I leave with you. My own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Why? Because the world going to give you something temporary. Do not let your hearts be troubled. He said, you don't let your heart be troubled. Neither let them be afraid. So you can't let trouble come in your mind. And where you're trying to figure out everything, there's some things you're supposed to cast and give it to God. You ain't supposed to worry about nothing as a child of God. It's a sin to worry. Worry is the evidence of not trusting God. You say, oh, I'm just worried about this. Yeah. Oh, I'm just worried. That tell me right there you ain't trusting. That thing is in your hand. Y'all remember we had the yo-yo? You know how you do the yo-yo? The yo-yo represents your cares. And a lot of people say, well, I gave it to the Lord, but it's yo-yo. They gave it to the Lord, but a few seconds later, it's back in their hand. I gave it to the Lord, but then they keep it. Why? Because they still got it tied around their finger. They ain't let go of all the care. They still got the string. So what you had to do is let it out there and cut the string off. I like saying that. Throw it out there, give them the care, throw that, cast that care on the Lord, cut the string off. I like saying that. Throw that thing out there, cut string off. Cast that care on the Lord, cut string off. Amen. Now, what even better is just take the knot. See, the devil tied a care around you like a knot. You had to put a knot in it or something where that thing won't come off. Well, what you do, you might have to pick at it a little bit. But you undo that knot, and it's better for you to just take the string, everything, say that, Lord. Now you ain't got nothing to come back to. You cast that care, you give it to him and walk away from him and say, all right, ain't mine no more. The Lord got it. When somebody asks, what you going to do about that? Say, the Lord got it. Lord's fighting my battle. Glory to God. He don't want me worried about nothing. Mama might not remember this, but you remember things. Different people remember different things. I remember one day Mama was talking to me. We was having a conversation about something, and she was telling me about something that was really, it was worthy of concern. And she looked at me and she said, you don't worry about nothing, do you? I said, no, I don't. Jesus told me to cast all my cares. Now, that don't mean I ain't concerned about it, because God cares for all of us. But he ain't worried about none of us. There's a difference in caring about something and being worried about it. Caring about something don't have no anxiety with it. It just has to do with the affection of your heart. Amen? Cast that care on the Lord, cut the string off. So it can't come back to you. Now, don't do like some people. Get the care and do tricks with it. I can take this round the world. I can walk the dog. I can do the butterfly. I can do rock the cradle. See, people be playing with their cares. Cast it, cut string off. Cast your care, cut string off. Now you say, cut the string off with me. Cut the string off. Whatever, all right, whatever you're concerned about, your biggest concern right here tonight, what is it? What are you most? Now, you shouldn't be worried about anything, but you know things happen. We do worry about things, and that's why God's delivering this message to you. So I don't want you to worry about that no more. Now, what were you worried about when you came in here? Whatever it is, we're going to do this, you're going to cast it. Cast means to throw. It means to cast out something means you drive it out. So throw means that you're throwing it as far as you can get it. Cast your care. Y'all got it? What's the care? All right, I want you to do just like this here. Cast that thing, cut string off. Cast it, cut string off. Did it leave your life? All right, who caught it when you cast it? God did. God got it now. Who got your care now? God got it. All right. All right, let's go through this here. He said this here. He said, do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Look at this, what the Amplified said. Stop allowing yourself to be agitated and disturbed. And do not permit yourself to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. You see the command? That's how strong it is. God don't want you to worry about nothing. He wants you to walk in peace. Because while you're walking in peace, God is working that thing out for you. You say, well, Pastor, how I know? That's where trust come in. You know, it's just like if you go get somebody to do something for you. They say, oh, I'll take care of that problem for you. All right, you go. Now, if that person trustworthy, you don't even think about it no more. Somebody asks you about it, say, oh, so-and-so took care of that for me. You don't know if they took care for you or not, but you trust them. So because they said they're going to take care of it for you, you let them, you say, hey, they took care of that. Ain't a problem no more. But if it's somebody you can't trust and they ask you about it, you say, well, so-and-so said they was going to take care of it, but I don't know. So you still worry about it a little bit. I wonder if he did it. All right, now, we're dealing with God, who totally trustworthy. He's the one told us to cast them, right? So when you cast them, he catches them, right? And then he deals with them in his own way and in his own time. My job after that is say, hey, God got that. I ain't worried about that. God said he's going to take care of that. Amen. I ain't worried about that. Amen. God said he's going to take care of that. I gave that care to him. Amen. And you had to watch the devil come up after 2 days and say, he's taking care of it, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sure is taking care of it. You better do something about this before you end up in jail. See, he pushed you out of faith. But you gotta get to a point where you stay. Amen. Where you stand in peace. Yes. Say, no, God said he's going to take care of this. I trust him. Amen. He told me to cast the care. That's what I did. And because I'm doing what he told me to do, I'm not going to worry about this. I'm not going to give this 1 ounce of thought life. Amen. I refuse to worry about this anymore. Anytime you remind me about it, devil, I'm going to rebuke you, bind you, cast you out. Amen. Every time that come across my mind, I'm going to rebuke you, I'm going to hurt you. Hallelujah. Let me tell y'all, this works. This is a living reality. I done lived this. I've seen this work in my own life. Things that I didn't have answers to, didn't know what to do about them. And I trusted God and I cast the care on the Lord. I gave it to him. And then I made a decision. I'm not going to worry about this anymore. The outcome now is up to God. It's not up to me to figure out how this is going to work. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So we see this is what Jesus said. He said, don't let your heart be troubled. If you got a troubled heart, it's not God's fault. He told you don't let it get that far. Don't let it go that far. When the care first comes, give it to God.
Amen.
We have to learn how to live this way. If we're going to walk like he walked, walk the talk, he walked in peace, that's where we're supposed to walk. How often am I supposed to walk there? Every day, 24-7. Everybody say, tell your neighbor, say, walk in peace 24-7. Say, be at peace even when you sleep. Amen.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street,